Good morning. Today is May the 29th, 2026, Friday morning. We welcome you to my morning prayer. My name is Billy Allen.
If you'll open with me in the book of Psalms, I would ask you to turn with me to Psalm 106, beginning in verse 1. Praise the Lord, O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness is everlasting. Who can speak of the mighty deeds of the Lord, or can show forth all his praise? How blessed are those who keep justice, who practice righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Lord, in your favor towards your people. Visit me with your salvation, that I may see the prosperity of your chosen ones, that I may rejoice in the gladness of your nation, that I may glory with your inheritance. You know, I read about praise, and I read about thanksgiving, and I read about the goodness and the blessings that God provides to you and me each and every day of our life. You know, verse number 1 speaks and begins, Praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness. His loving kindness is everlasting. You know, if there's one thing, beloved, that we have steadfast in our lives this day, is knowing that God's love and God's truth and God's commitments to each of us as his people is always everlasting. It's steadfast and it's filled with his loving kindness. You know, verse number 3 says, How blessed are those who keep justice, who practice righteousness at all times. You know, one of the greatest needs that I have in my life this day is to know that the will of God is every day steadfast in my own spirit, knowing that the will that God has for me is what the desire that I have within my own being, in my own heart, to do what God has sought and God has kept me to do. In my life today, I would seek God. I would ask God to help me as I begin this morning. I would ask him to just continue to show me what he would have me and lead me. You know, God's word is where I begin each day, beloved. God's word is truly our footprint. It's our roadmap that we need to follow verbatim each day so that we can be sure that what we do have in our life and what we need of direction and purpose in our life, beloved, is surely what God shares with us. In verse number 5, it declares that I may see the prosperity of your chosen ones, that I may rejoice in the gladness of your nation, that I may glory with your inheritance. The inheritance that God has blessed us with, the eternal life that we have today, beloved, through the shed blood of God's only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. What an inheritance we have. What an excitement, God, we can have today in our hearts around those others, Father, today. Just knowing, Father, that you have shared that great, great inheritance with each of us today through your Son, Jesus Christ, and his forgiveness. Beloved, I would ask you today, if you will, bow your heads with me. Let's come up close to God. Let's just seek the Lord God for this brand new month, this brand new day, that his will may be our will today in our hearts. Father, today we come before you in Jesus' precious and holy name. And Father, we truly thank you, Father, for the word that we hold in our hand this morning. We thank you for the praise, God, that today, and the thanks that we can keep within our hearts, knowing that your thanksgiving, your loving kindness, Father, today is truly everlasting in the heart of every believer. Father, we'd ask you today to just allow us to have that precept steadfast and implanted firmly, Father, in our spirit this day. Lord, I would ask you to bless the needs of those that may be listening today, Father, those that we've read from, those that we've heard from throughout this week, throughout this preceding month, Father. We would just ask you, God, to continue to work in each of our lives in a very special and a very profound way, Father, so we can always be and do what you would ask us to be. Father, today we would just ask you to continue to keep your hands of grace, of goodness and love, steadfast and firmly planted on us, Father, today, so that we may be guided through the power and the grace of the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you today for our salvation. We thank you, Father, for the righteousness and the rejoicing that we can have in our hearts, Father, through the glory of your inheritance that you offer to us, that you have provided to us, Father, today as your children. We just rejoice, Father, today in this day. We would just ask you, God, today, that you'd receive our praise, receive our thanksgiving, God, for all things. For today we come and we pray in that name that truly is above all names. Today we come and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.